Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. We're so excited that you take the time to listen to us. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you, and please go back and check out almost 300 podcasts that we have out there. Yeah, so please check them out. Lots of great topics. And if you're a regular listener, well, of course, it comes without saying, but I'm going to say it. We love you and we appreciate your loyalty. Thank you so much. So today we wanted to just chat a little bit about benign and what it means. Go ahead, Tina.
No, I was just going to have to say, you have to tell them why we're talking about benign.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually had our 21-year-old son over this past weekend. We were having a little celebration of our 13th year wedding anniversary, and so we thought we'd do a little dinner for the family, and he came over, and he was telling us about a recent trip to the dermatologist and how they had removed a mole, and that he got a call from the office a few days later to let him know that the biopsies came back benign.
Yeah, but he first said, they said something like benign.
Benign.
And then I think you said, you mean benign? And he's like, oh yeah, benign. He goes, because I thought, what does that mean? Like benign out of 10? And I was dying. I was like.
And it just made us realize, that like we use that term like like nothing.
Like candy.
At our office. Yeah, we use it. I mean, it's just it's just a part of our vocabulary.
Yeah, it's a very common medical term.
Very common medical term.
That we thought most people knew what it meant.
Yes.
Apparently 21-year-olds who are getting ready to graduate from college don't know what the term benign is.
Yeah, so we thought we'd talk about that.
Yeah, because we're sure that there are many other people out there that get calls from their doctors that say that their stuff is benign, and they get off the phone and go, what the heck does that mean?
That's right. Well, even my result letters I send out from when I do procedures after a colonoscopy, I'll send out a letter within a couple of weeks once I get the biopsies back. And even on my letter, it says, your polyps were benign.
Right.
Were benign. But I do follow it by saying there was no cancer.
Yeah.
And so what is benign? Mm-hmm. I mean, benign, basically, in short, it means there's no cancer.
Right.
All right. I mean, it means that it's not anything dangerous.
Right.
I mean, benign can actually be used out of the medical context.
Right. There is a non-medical term for it.
Yeah. I mean, you could say Tina's such a benign person. Like she's so warm-hearted and just, kind and just,
very sweet. I'm not harmful.
She's not harmful.
Right. Yes, I appreciate that. Yes.
But when we're talking about it in medical terms, which is really where it's used the most.
Yes.
What we mean is that there is no cancer.
Right. And that's basically expressed after you've had tissue removed from the body, right? Whether it's a polyp, like in your situation, or, with GI, or you go to the dermatologist, you have a mole removed, you have maybe a fibroid on your uterus, right? And so you're having some type of tissue removed from the body to be checked.
Or biopsies taken, like when I do an endoscopy, I'll do biopsies in the stomach, And so I'm not removing a tumor
so
or anything
to speak.
Like that, but I'm just taking samples of the tissue.
Right. And then a tumor in that case, because that's the difference between samples of tissue and a tumor is like a compilation of cells that maybe shouldn't be there.
Right. I mean, even though you can have benign tumors.
Sure.
You can have benign tumors, which by definition, when you call it benign, means it's not harmful.
Right.
But that's not necessarily 100% true, though.
Right.
Because you can have, for example, you can have benign polyps, which are precancerous, okay, which means that if you leave that there with time, that has the potential to grow and become a cancerous tumor.
Right, which is why it's so important to have your colonoscopies.
Exactly. I mean, and that's why we do colonoscopies. Mm-hmm. You know, screening colonoscopies is to remove the polyps. And when we remove those polyps, you know, sometimes I can look at that polyp and I can tell, oh yeah, this is going to be precancerous, mm-hmm. Which is still benign. But when we see those polyps in general, the thing to do is just to get them out of there, mm-hmm. and send them to the lab. And then when I send patients their results, after I get the results, the biopsy results, I'll let them know, you know, if they had five polyps, I'll say two of these were precancerous, mm-hmm. but that's still considered benign.
Right.
All right. But there, you know, because there was no cancer.
Right. But then in those situations, don't you recall those patients sooner than
if they had all
benign, no precancer?
Right. Well, and there's a lot of, I mean, definitely anybody who has precancerous polyps, you know, that's a person who's going to need mm-hmm. a surveillance, what we call a follow-up colonoscopy, and possibly in a shorter amount of time than somebody that doesn't have precancers. But that being said, you know, sometimes even somebody who doesn't have precancerous polyps, I'll bring them in back sooner, like if they weren't cleaned out well, or, mm-hmm. you know, there's different things. I mean, if they've got, let's say they didn't have polyps, but they have a family history of mm-hmm. colon cancer, and a father, a mother, or a sibling, then that person is also going to come back sooner. Mm-hmm. But anyways, but yes, when you're talking about precancerous, that's still considered benign,
right.
but that is a lesion that could potentially be harmful.
Right. And the other thing with benign, so just a couple characteristics of benign that I wanted to make sure we brought up, was that typically with benign tissue or tumors is they don't spread.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When they're benign anyway. And then they don't metastasize, right, to other parts of the body.
Right. Right. It depends what kind of benign tumor it is, though.
Okay.
Because in GI, we have a really good example of a benign tumor. And I'm just going to say the names of these, but I'm not going to go into what they are. There's one called a GIST, which is a gastrointestinal stromal tumor, and then we have carcinoids, which are neuroendocrine tumors. Now, when those are small, mm-hmm. they're considered benign, and typically, there is a risk that as those grow, they can become malignant.
Right.
So, for example, in a person where I may find these tiny little polyps and I take them off, and one of them turns out to be a carcinoid, you know, that's somebody where we have to keep a really close eye on, because if they get more carcinoids, even though when they're small, they're benign, they can grow and become malignant.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the same situation we were just talking about with the polyp.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when they're benign, they typically don't. I mean, metastasize. Talk about what metastasize means.
Well, and metastasize mean to spread to other organs.
Right.
Those carcinoid tumors that I just mentioned can metastasize.
Okay. Even when they're benign.
Well, as they grow, mm-hmm. they can become cancerous if they metastasize. Typically, by definition, almost. I mean, that's considered a malignant lesion.
Right. Exactly. Okay. But when they're benign, they're not. But they grow into being cancer.
They can grow.
So the idea is
right.
get them out before
exactly.
they get to be.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, very good. Because the other place I wanted to talk about the benign tumors is in the brain. Yeah, because that's where a benign tumor, even though it's not growing, or maybe it's, well, actually it's there, right? So it's grown.
It's there, right. It's grown. But because
it
your
could be
point,
slow growing,
right,
super
right,
slow growing
right.
benign tumor. But the point is that even though it's not spreading and it's not getting bigger, or maybe be getting bigger very slowly, there could be damage in the brain. Obviously, even though you have a benign tumor, it could be harmful to the body
because of the location.
Exactly.
Right. So in the brain, you know, because of where a quote benign tumor may be sitting, you know, it could be sitting up against something that, you know, could be affecting a certain nerve, like, for example, something that could affect the optic nerve that could cause harm to the eyes, or
right.
cause, you know, blurry vision or loss of vision
or
something
seizures,
else.
Cause seizures and stroke
or affect, you know, the nervous system where you become, you know, where you lose your sensation on one side of the body.
Right.
I mean, a host of different stuff. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you could have a quote benign tumor, sitting there that could be causing other issues,
right?
Just because it's sitting there in the brain, and there's not a ton of room for there to be like a golf size benign tumor sitting.
Yeah, so that's really just a couple situations where benign can be really bad,
right?
But I think in GI, benign, although it's a good sign, it's also still a sign that something's there and
it
could grow.
It is. And yeah. I ask patients all the time, you know, a patient will come and tell me, somebody who maybe had a colonoscopy by someone else several years ago, and I'll say, okay, well, did you have any polyps? And they'll say, yes. And I say, okay, were any of them precancerous? And they will automatically, I mean, nine times out of 10 say, no, they weren't precancerous. They were benign. And I'll try to explain to them, well, precancerous polyps are considered benign, but there's a difference between precancerous benign polyps. Okay, benign. So you have benign polyps and you have precancers and you have non-precancers, and there is a difference. And then I just totally throw them for a loop. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. Let's try to get your old reports.
The bottom line is, if you had polyps, okay, then you need repeat colonoscopies.
Right.
I mean, the fact that you've got polyps that could potentially turn into cancer.
Well, hopefully whoever did your colonoscopy told you when you would need your colonoscopy. Because again, you could have a totally benign polyp that wasn't precancerous, where really you don't even need another colon for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then you can have some where you'll need one in 5 years. And usually the patients will come to us and they'll say, yeah, my doctor said I need another colonoscopy, whoever did it, you know, I need another one in 3 years or in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And usually in my head, I'm like, okay, then they probably had precancerous benign colon polyps.
Right.
Anyways, did we just clarify it, or
just annihilated the word benign?
There's a lot to that word.
There is a lot to that word.
Yeah,
actually.
Benign. That's not such a benign word.
It isn't a very benign word. It's a very complicated word.
Yeah,
so.
It's very complicated. Okay, so and it could be confusing, but actually, this was a great topic.
Thank you to
our
21-year-old who had no idea what benign was.
Well, you know, benign, 9 out of 10. I mean,
yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope that we helped, you know, help clarify some things, and hopefully we didn't confuse you. But anyways, thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.